To the Wine Vault. I am Rob the Wine Guy. I am joined tonight by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver. Say hello.
Unlicensed says hello.
Ladies.
Come on, give it to me.
The hour is late, but I know that your feelings aren't late. He is here, folks. He is ready for you. He is just as sexy as you remember. It is the superstar. Oh, he just unzipped his...
Show him a man meat.
Yeah,
he's gonna tear some clothes again.
Oh, it's the superstar Esteban
Gibson.
Cheers,
ladies. Cheers.
But anyway, tonight we are drinking the 2013 Rodney Strong's. Not well, Rodney Strong. He's only Strong's. He's strong.
He's strong.
Yes, Naughty Vines.
There's only one of them.
There's only one.
Okay.
Naughty Vines Zinfandel.
He's not speaking funny because you said Strong's.
Yes.
Maybe.
I'm so bad.
Maybe.
At least I shaved the lights on. So Naughty Strong, Rodney Strong, Naughty Vines Zinfandel.
Rodney King.
What? Rodney King.
What happened to him?
It's about $22. So it's a little pricey for what we normally do in the Zinfandel.
Oh my God, we went $2 out of range.
Yeah, so obviously the expectations should raise.
What's the classic line? I don't care. It's not my money.
Right. It's not my money. I'm just trying to get drunks.
Well, I stole it out of Scott's wallet, so it's not my money either. So, hey!
You see this bottle?
Yes. Steve's going to go back there and take a look at it.
Oh, it's in the window.
Oh, you're going to read off. Steve, would you read off the back of the bottle, please?
I can't read, man. I'm drunk. But I'll try my best here.
Read slowly. Your wife thinks you're sober.
Yeah, I need to get some glasses. At Rodney Strong's Vineyard, we focus on the modern artesian winemaking exclusive from the Sonoma country of California. I can't believe I read that.
You didn't read it very well, but you read it.
I think I read it quite well. blah, blah, blah. Naughty Vines and Vindels grown in a warm vineyard in northern Sonoma.
Yes.
No one gives a shit about that line.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I mean, it says something about being barrel with a full, vibrant raspberry, jammy, black pepper, which is traditional in Zinfandels.
Yes, everything
and a hint of spice flavors.
Oh, so basically everything is generic about Zinfandel.
Right. It's 2013.
Yes,
nice. Naughty Pines.
Is it aged in oak?
It doesn't say that, man.
Zin? Sometimes.
Sometimes it is. I think last time when we looked at Zins, we said sometimes they are and sometimes they're not.
Yeah, I would assume this has a little bit of oak splashed in it, considering
it. See it?
It's a little bit upper level.
I don't see it. Well, it didn't say anything about oak. It says it's joint. No, it didn't say shit about that.
No?
Oh, I'm sorry. Scott's right. French and American oak barrels.
Okay. Yeah, so it's got a little bit of the oak component to it. So, that is the breakdown. We also, folks, tonight on this episode, have the most lively, exceptional potpourri that you've
ever... What are we going to talk about? Love? Sex? Friendship?
All three.
All friendship.
Oh, God.
All friendship.
Oh, my God. It's so romantic.
But mostly it has it involves the other two. So,
sex and love?
Yes.
Perfect.
When we come back, we're going to break down the Rodney Strong right back in the Wine Vault. Back, folks. We are drinking. Well, we're going to drink the 2013 Rodney Strong Naughty Vines Zinfandel. I like how they say Naughty Vines
Zinfandel.
They're naughty vines.
Yeah, it sounds not naughty, doesn't it, guys?
Not ancient vines.
No, naughty.
They're naughty.
Naughty
vines.
Like bad. Like
they just
bad,
can't say this is
like bad boy Steve.
They just
bad
can't
boy.
Say the Sonoma County naughty. Zinfandel. This is naughty. Their Sonoma County Zinfandel. Let's just mix it up. Yeah, let's be honest. And in the glass,
let's get some talking to it.
It looks like Zinfandel.
It does.
Yeah. No, whatever that's no residual sugar whatsoever.
Man, there's no
well, there's sugar. No particulate.
Some
no.
decent legs.
Why is it that a few weeks ago when we had all those Syrahs, it was Particulate City? But this is, but now, but it's the only time we ever had shit in our wine. How else can you say it? Every wine we had that night was particulate up the ass.
The,
Strict and serve.
The Syrah, it. Yeah.
But it wasn't, it was...
And it's been a long strong. Time since we did any particulate in the Mayomi, maybe? Was the last thing we had particulate in?
Well, yeah.
There was a little particulate in the St. Francis, actually.
The Red Splash?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Just a little bit.
A little particulate.
And this garnet gets a little translucent towards the edge.
A little watery edge.
It's just a hint of maybe even a little bit of brickishness.
I didn't
Rob, can you tell the fans out there, mediocre fans... What's brickish mean?
Do you know what the color of brick is, folks?
It's red.
That brownish red?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Great. Thank you.
And it's somewhat unusual in a...
Zen?
Well, it's a 13, so it's got some age on it.
It looks like a deep red to me, like purplish red.
I don't see...
Pumy, man. You don't think... You see red brickish in there?
A little brickishness.
At the very end?
Yeah.
Where the water
the
edge is?
Towards the edge, yeah.
Okay. I'm not talking about the middle. That I get... Yeah, you're right.
The rest of it is a deep garnet. Yeah.
Look where the translucent comes to the garnet.
I do, yeah, I see it.
If the middle
that
was
transition.
If the middle was brickish, then we would say, where's the trash?
Yeah, what's going on with this?
Towards the edge, it's okay. I mean, that happens. It doesn't necessarily mean it's old. Normally, it is an indicator, but I doubt this is old.
You mean it's a sign of downhill?
Mature.
You can. If this was 20 years old, you might expect some brickish.
Yes, you would. On the nose, raspberry. I mean, it's about as atypical of a Zin nose you're going to find. I don't smell a lot of...
It's not really particularly alcohol-y.
Well, take another whiff. That's the alcohol.
There's alcohol there but it's not this...
It's not wafting.
Yeah,
it's
not,
but
it's, not
it's there.
Waffling.
Yeah.
It's as raspberry as there is alcohol there.
What's that other smell? What is that?
Herbal,
it's a herbal floral component. What is that? There is just like that little floral edge. I'm not going to call it lavender, but
no.
it's because it's not
but
that
it's not,
it's not
it's
that
not,
complex.
It's not marjoram. It's not oregano.
No.
It's not an herb.
No, it's something floral, but it's not a racy lavender, typical red.
You know what's also great about this?
Hmm.
What's vanilla? There's vanilla.
That's not what you're talking about.
No.
What are you going to say, Stevie?
It's 15% alcohol.
Yeah.
No.
Holy
and
shit.
I'll tell you this. This
that's
is
problem.
Not
it doesn't
an
taste
alcohol
like, right.
nose.
No, for 15.
But this is a good first date bottle of wine. Ooh. Maybe two. You know what I'm talking
about?
You're
on a date with me.
You know what I'm talking about, yeah.
What do you mean you're
Rodney
giving me
Strong.
A 15 bottle?
I knew Rodney would come through for me eventually.
Yeah.
15%. That's great.
That's a good name. Rodney Strong.
Right.
Zuh.
Yeah.
Rodney Strong's.
I'll take a
flipped off by the
Rodney
wine guy.
Strong, please.
Yeah. Back to this floral note.
When do you get called up for the National Guard?
Retired. I served. Hey, you. Stop.
I don't think they were giving out those hats when you served.
I got them at that.
You did?
Yeah, but it's
oh, that's where you got it. It's a
it's
free
a racing
hat.
Hat.
It's a free hat. Okay.
I served in the National Guard.
I served in the National Guard. Scott's a veteran, dude.
Yeah. I'll stand up.
Pull your pants back up.
I'm glad to be an American.
Where's
Lee
Greenwood
when I
need
I'm free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't we celebrate veterans on Easter?
Yes.
Mm,
no.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that confused.
That's Jesus.
Well, Trump wants us to do that. I mean,
who killed
celebrate
Jesus?
Jesus?
Did the
no.
Jews kill Jesus?
What?
Who killed Jesus? Romans?
Yes.
The Romans.
Jews.
No.
The Catholics.
No.
Catholics?
What religion killed Jesus?
It wasn't a religion.
It was Romans. Who were they?
Romans were.
They had religious. No, so they were religionless at the time.
Well, Romans.
They had gods. Like,
let's not talk about that. Anyway, so Rodney Strong,
they had Roman gods.
The Rodney Strong doesn't taste like it has a lot of alcohol in it. Does for those of that, including myself, which as you all know, cheated. I love strong wine, but it's got a really good taste to it so far. I get a little peppery, but not a whole lot.
So. I never figured out what that florally thing was.
I don't eat it, but it tastes good.
It's there.
You like it? I like it. And I don't. There's not a big peppery taste, too.
Oh.
Look, at Rob's waffling really big right now.
Ooh.
Yeah. You mocked me for trying to bring up the article.
What?
Showing him how to do that.
No.
Yes, you did.
I'm not because they have pictures.
Yes, and he needs the pictures.
Well.
And now he's gargling.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah, see, you didn't know. That's right.
Well.
Just
shut up.
Yes, Rodney Strong's.
What do you think of the wine there, genius?
I'm really digging it, dude.
I know you do, but I was asking this
it's
guy.
It's interesting. There's
is it?
The fruit.
Uh-huh.
Hits briefly. Says, hi, I'm there, and then it's gone. But it is raspberry. It's almost a sweet raspberry. Then that, but that mid-palate just washes it away. It's astringent.
Sounds personal.
It's not long. It's a interesting Zinfandel.
Robert,
did you get what I was saying with the fruit just kind of popping there, saying hi, and then going away? It's not immediate when it hits your palate, but then there's this fruity apex, and then it goes away.
Right. I don't know, man.
Well, yes. Actually, everything you just said, I agree with. I'm just a little shocked by that. No.
Nice mid-palate.
It does.
The biggest part about this wine is the mid-palate.
No, like you said, it the fruit pops in. It says, hello. It does say that.
It's not overfruited. It's bright and fruit. Right, right, right.
And then it has an astringent mint palate. And then it just kind of glides out and just says, I'll see you later.
It'd be nicer if it had a little bigger finish.
It would be, but Zinfandel typically don't. Doesn't. Yeah.
Typically don't.
I mean, we don't like a bigger finish, but something like...
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we could be drinking Chateau Lapin, or, you know, I mean, we're not. We're drinking Naughty Vines.
We can drink a fisheye.
No, buddy.
Right. Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
The brown eye. Yeah.
No, or the brown eye. Neither one of them have a good finish. No, I'm liking this.
Lovely mouthfeel.
Feels great.
I'm going to be so generic with my floral note to this. Wildflower.
Well,
just wildflower. Just
it's some sort of floral element. And some Poncy,
it reminds
me. That actually is the dogwood. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, dogwood flowers or whatever. But it reminds me of summer day. You're in a field and there's wildflowers, just that, and it's not grassy. I'm not talking about that grassy.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that there. But it's just this subtle little flower element.
Something. Yeah, it's lovely.
But not the biggest mouthfeel.
No.
Easily medium body.
No, it's self-contained. It's medium body. Mm-hmm. It has that slight mocha finish, slightly tannic. Not overtly, but there are tannins there. It has some depth, some structure, some richness. A little bit of the mocha. I wouldn't go, borderline dark chocolate, but dark chocolate sometimes suggests a little more creaminess than this.
No, this is not that.
Yeah. So somewhere in that vein. Definitely a good pairing with pork chops.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Definitely, I would say that.
Ooh.
The fruit structure, the way I pork tenderloin.
Oh.
Definitely that realm. And I think it's traditional in Zin in that fashion. Beef, I'm not sure I would go that way.
Yeah.
The lamb is a little too gamey.
Right. I think the pork loin, pork chop was good, like yeah. you talked about.
It's a very traditional Zen in its pairing sense. The type of fruit structure that we're talking about, right. it just has that tinge of sweetness to it that really lends itself well to pork. And doesn't necessarily do...
You're not going to have a big steak with this. Could you? No. I think...
But it's more... It's not size. It's just more flavor profile.
Right, yeah, right. And what I mean by big is a big fatty ribeye. I think...
Or any beef. Because beef doesn't have that light sweetness component that pork does.
Yes.
Beef doesn't have that. And short ribs are too flavorful, I think, for this.
Some
as well.
Kind of stewed beef, I think, maybe a burger.
I wouldn't have with cheddar and stuff with the toppings, perhaps. But yeah.
Pork, as you nailed it, man. As soon as you said yeah. pork, I went yes.
Yeah, I think it has the sweetness of pork melds well into this. Anything else, beef can be a little bit. Anything that's too pungent,
right.
I think, would cut through it. Not that it doesn't have flavor and depth. But that's just really not its thing, you know. As many zins, I mean, like the Segeshios, they're more of a cab style zin. This is not the cab spectrum, I would say. So, you know,
this is a nice balanced.
It's good. Yeah.
It's yeah. typical zin, but it's got some little unique properties. The way that fruit just says, "Hi, I'm here." Yeah. That's unique. Mm-hmm.
Drink on its standalone zin. Too, a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. So, folks, it's kind of a thumbnail sketch. We're going to take a break. And we're going to come back. And we're going to talk about... Well, we're going to revisit a topic.
I can't wait.
But in a more traditional sense. We'll be right back in our wine vault. Folks, there are many ways to enjoy the wine vault. The first way is on iTunes. Look for The Wine Vault. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Beyond that, we are on Facebook at thewinevault.rs. We are on Twitter at Wine Vault Podcast. And our website is winevault.org. You can also drop us a line at winevault@outlook.com. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Craig Walters Allstate Insurance, at 740-862-4585. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. Right back on the Wine Vault. We're back, folks.
Potpourri!
Yes, on tonight's potpourri.
Potpourri.
We are going to discuss for our male listeners and probably for the amusement, in a certain sense, of the female listeners, so they can go, no. Right now, I could, well, for the next whatever, however long this takes, I just imagine every lady that's listening going, no. Or, no.
Or, yes, they know me.
I really don't think so.
I think I got some of it down.
I would suggest that at least we are self-aware to know that most of the things we say are for entertainment purposes.
Remember. I don't see nothing wrong.
Well, yeah, I guess.
With a little bump and grind.
Oh, my
That's true.
Lord.
I don't see nothing wrong.
All right, he needs to go first.
So the idea, folks,
the singer gets to go first.
I want to tell the premise. The premise tonight is... How do you make that initial connection with the lady? How do you meet the lady in a certain... Not how you're walking, you meet the lady at a library. No. When the lady is there, what do you do? What is the right thing to do? What is the wrong thing to do? What are some mistakes we have made? What are some right things we have done?
Use we very generally.
I know you haven't done anything right, but still... What did Steve and I do right? So we're going to start off with the superstar.
No, I can't. I'm eating right now. Scott, tell us about your...
No. The singer goes first.
Before you met Deb, what were the things that worked for you and not worked for
the
you?
The singer goes first.
Okay. The superstar really always goes first. Steve, we have to... Because you do have the best ideas. Scott has awful ideas.
Yeah, no ideas. I've got no ideas.
Well, you can try, but you don't. So let's start off with the superstar. So, Steve.
Yes.
Give us your wisdom.
On what?
Christ. How do you meet the lady?
I, I,
What's the interaction? How do you go about introduction? What?
I mean, for me, man, it was easy. I'm a cute guy. It was easy for me to strike up conversations with ladies and chicks or whatever you want to call them.
Not chicks.
Well. Let's just say it was easy.
Let's say
for
you
me.
Didn't do that,
right? It was
hey, easy. Chicks.
It was,
call them dames.
No, I'm just saying it was easy. Dame. I think any woman you meet out in a bar or wherever you're at.
Nothing in the world.
They just want to have
there
a
ain't
good
nothing
time,
you
man.
Can name.
Yes, silly dame, you.
They just want to have a good time. They want laughter. They want somebody to make them laugh and have fun with them. They're not into a big, serious Johnny Downer night, you know? You don't know. I think the first time you meet somebody, you don't know what they want. You got to feel
point.
That a little bit, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to think, well, in 6 months, our wedding will take place.
Right.
So how will they, no.
That's like, that sends off the creeper light.
Yeah.
You know? And then they go back to their friends and like, hey, I got to go. Or,
I don't know too many guys that approach it that way.
Very few.
Well, I know. Well,
I know
once
some.
Again,
they're out there.
The Wine Vault listeners, right. I just assume, you know.
No, I mean, I think
everybody makes mistakes. But with youth, you're not, Steve was probably, you know, this was in his DNA, but, you know, for some guys that
I'm not
wear backpacks on a regular day, so,
I'm not going to say that I didn't go out of there and take advantage of certain situations. I'm sure I did.
That's not what we're talking about now.
But it is it's easy to get to know somebody if you know how to look for the right signals and right signs. You know, especially when they want to, you know, you talk to them for a little bit, you get into a topic, you pretend, I mean, I'm sorry, you listen and pretend to care. I mean, you care and you listen to what they have to say. You drink a few beers, you get to know each other. Sometimes you got to meet the friends. That's always a weird one on the first date or not even the first date, just out drinking.
Scott, please.
This is divergent.
Scott.
Capture the flag.
Scott, maybe you have something better to say.
So,
no.
Dating.
We didn't get into this.
And meeting people takes on different
modes.
I generally tried not to meet women at Waffle House, but, you know, you go where the
Did you go there by yourself?
No, you go to Waffle House for the pre-
to meet women?
The pre-date
to meet women.
Meal for sex.
That's it.
That's a
joke.
Okay. I was trying to say, I just didn't know.
No, in my era, before color TV.
I was going to say.
You met people online dating services.
They call it courting, right?
Nobody does anymore.
But, well, you do. They do, you know, what I hear my customers, they talk about Tinder, and a lot of people give Tinder a bad name, that it's just for sex, but some people do use
it is.
To meet people, but it's not just for
sex.
It's
probably a poor modem, though, to do
it, but it's one of the last remaining ones that's routinely used.
Right,
I haven't heard anybody talk about Match
Those are over with. Those are all over with.
Folks, I will say this. I met my wife on eHarmony.
You did.
And I will say this, there's a reason why you might go on eHarmony if you're actually serious about meeting someone.
There you go.
Because you take tests and shit, and you fill out all this stuff, and they actually try to use, like, matrix and maths to match you up.
I'm not saying
that it works 100%.
I think you guys would have found each other on Tinder, don't you think so?
But Tinder didn't exist, so
But
no.
If it did, would you have found each other?
I don't think. Do you think Becky'd be on Tinder?
I don't know,
but
I know for sure my wife and me would have not found each other on Tinder.
Yeah,
probably not.
But
nor Scott.
But back to
why would your wife find Scott on Tinder?
Yeah, that's
that would be.
Yeah. Why would you find Scott on Tinder?
That'd be a bad.
That's called Grindr.
Yes.
But anyways, that's
back
that,
to
that,
point,
that's
just
so
point that
wrong.
Out.
A lot of weird.
Had writers.
No. Yes.
Going to weddings.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Of their friends, and the story was their friends met on Tinder. So it can work, but the bottom line is getting to this. When I was single and dating, I met a lot of people online, and the biggest thing is trying to do some type of evaluation before you ever met. I would always talk to them first.
Didn't it suck to use cable modems?
It's
called dial up.
Morse code.
Yeah.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
You've got mail.
You're on the Usenets.
The wife still has AOL.
And they send that picture. It takes forever to download. You're like, oh, and you're like, no, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kidding.
No, it's you connect. It's
like, I was better looking than
conversation.
I lost a little weight.
You find a little bit about them. Can they converse? Because at the end of the day, you want to be able to talk to people. Because if they can't communicate,
right. Or make out. I mean, two important things.
Anyhow.
I mean, you got to talk, and then you got to get down to business and make out.
There you go. That's
so
it.
If you can't do one or the other, you can talk like you can be a wordsmith, but if you can't move the tongue, you're out of business.
No. Why
right?
Didn't you stop with the other part?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean,
well, he doesn't understand the concept of taking turns, does he? Well, maybe he does.
I like taking turns.
Touch that.
Anyhow,
oh, no.
Here's a shocking thing.
What?
Honesty.
What? First base, second base?
Honesty. Oh. Has nothing to do with first base and second base. It's I tried to be honest and talk about the things I was interested in
God.
I was.
Oh. You never do that.
Depending
you never
on who you
them.
Are.
You never give them honesty in the first.
I mean, for me,
that you would give be them great. Honesty all the time because then you can't demand it otherwise. Because you had a lot of girls out there, and I'm sure a lot of guys do the same thing: misportray themselves in their profile or in the story they tell you the first two dates. Then you learn who they really are. This is just me, guys. Be honest. Don't be afraid. Don't hide.
Hide.
If you're a three-time loser. Be honest, you're a three-time loser, and you're working on it.
Well, I would assume that if you're a three-time loser, you're not good at lying, so don't lie.
Don't lie,
having,
there you go.
You're having multiple bad dates.
There you go, and ladies, don't lie. Don't lie to the guys. Don't try and impress them.
I went to Jupiter. No, you didn't.
No, don't say that. Look,
you know how you impress a guy? All you got to do is show up.
No.
That's not true.
That's true.
I've seen some show up that I've
Steve, don't talk to him.
Yeah.
Don't elaborate on that.
No, I mean, I remember one time one showed up. I met her at a coffee place. She showed up. I went out the back door.
That's a little bit rude, but
it was.
I emailed
her later, tell her I had something going on.
She lied.
Yes.
See, I would at least give the preference to the first date.
No, because she didn't look like what she
said,
told me.
How did you know who she was?
You see online the profiles.
She had a profile. Yeah. I knew it because we had arranged a time and a place to meet. I was like,
many times I had talked to a lady, seemed to connect, and then it's just not the same person that showed up.
It's not, man. It's like, who the hell are you?
That's right. I didn't go for that. I'd tell them, and I would try to be nice about it, and I would be nice about it. But at the end of the day, I'm not going out with them again.
I met twins before like that. Amazing. But one was a little different than the other. One had like one of those crazy.
How is that like that?
Your wife listens to
this. Yeah, I
know
she does. It's that's all over with. That's back. We're talking back in the past, man.
Like what?
Anyway,
2000.
I don't know. Anyway, one had like a weird
12.
One had a weird tooth. That's the only way I could tell them apart. But amazing, both smart, both are very athletic, and very pleasantly to be around. Yeah,
really smart.
Super smart, and they actually knew movie trivia very well, which I thought was kind of cool.
Did they know about Wine Vault trivia?
No, they
Scott
did not.
Does not know
no,
that.
Well, neither does Steve.
They did not.
He won as a better than you.
Yeah, no, that, no, he knew.
He won.
Chablis and Cab.
That counted.
But they weren't shy, and that's what was important.
Probably.
They were not shy.
But that's it. I encourage everybody to be honest. Talk
about
yourself, and if you can't do those things, maybe you got some work to put in.
Oh,
or if
maybe
not,
you got some work to put in, and ladies, be yourself.
There's nothing wrong for.
Don't try and trick the guy,
gentlemen. If you're having problems and you can't figure out what's wrong with everybody else, maybe it's you.
Oops.
Yeah, or just pick a different group of women,
or it could be you.
No, it could be you.
But if it's you. Don't despair.
So
look in the mirror.
Oh my
it's
God.
True. It's not embarrassing. Look, try to find out. Maybe you need to talk to somebody.
Yeah, go get some help.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not crazy. But
no, you might just need help.
You might
talking
be
talking to women.
Yeah,
you might
just
be.
Talk to pay for a prostitute.
No,
talk to
God,
them.
No,
ask them what makes things work. Sometimes that might help.
Work for Scott. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. I mean, Bucky the Mop didn't work, but
I don't think that's the one you want to hire.
No.
She smokes cigarettes.
Just
It's just
be honest.
That's right. That's
talk about yourself.
That's the message here tonight, who right, guys? In the wine vault. Be honest.
That's my message. It's not
your message.
Whatever. My message is just to have fun and play the game that's got to be played.
We're going to take a break before we really do something that will really get us in trouble, and we'll be right back on the wine vault.
I knew you were talking.
So we're back, folks, and we are reviewing the 2013 Rodney Strong, Naughty Vine Zinfandel. And we're going to get some reviews. We're going to go around the room. We're going to start off with the Superstar.
Well, I'm going to say, one, it's 15% alcohol, so it's right up there in my alley. But it doesn't taste raw alcohol-y.
No. No.
So it really
good.
Doesn't.
It's good. It's good for me.
It's integrated.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of pepper, but I actually like this one. I'm going to give this one probably an 88.
An 88 off to the unlicensed taxi driver.
That's where I'm at with it, too. 88's my number. It stylistically, I enjoy the Zinfandel very much. I think it's balanced. I like that. Hello! Little bit of raspberry at the front.
Hello!
The mid palate's wonderful. And it's a pleasant finish. Not the longest finish, not the greatest finish. I'm not sure this has much age in it. Wine guy, maybe you'll elaborate on that. I don't.
Year or two.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
drink it now.
You can hold it. But
drink it now. You're not aging this.
You're not aging it. No.
Right.
But this is one that meets my likes.
Recommended.
The wine vault has to recommend.
Yeah,
this.
I say recommend.
Wine vault has to recommend.
What do you think, WG?
That's folks. It's on to me. The WG. Yeah.
You're the wine guy, WG.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever happened before in the wine vault. I'm actually going to give it a one. 88 as well.
Get out of here.
No,
it's a threesome of 88.
It's an 88.
Just puts a cherry on the ice.
Really
tonight.
Has ever been an 88. This wine should have 88 on its label. You know, Infito had the 8 on the label. This should have 88 on the label because it's an 88.
Oh, that weird swirl.
Yeah.
It's a ménage à trois.
It's a lovely little wine. Not the biggest thing.
Nope.
And it has that wonderful bright bit of fruit and it kind of mellows out. Is it something that I'm going to remember, you know, 6 months from now? I said, oh, remember the Rodney Strong we had and how much we loved it? Probably not. Am I going to buy it again at 23, 24 bucks? Probably not, because I know that there's a lot to be had at right. 7-8 bucks less than that. But that doesn't mean that I think it's bad. It's a good wine.
But yet, if you're out to dinner at a restaurant.
Oh, if I saw it?
Take a look at it.
Yeah, absolutely, because I think it would be a reasonable price.
Yeah.
It's also hard to find. I found this at the Saumel Anderson's. I haven't seen it's not in other stores.
How are you doing up there?
We went to the Saumel Anderson's. I mean, they're going out of business.
I think you're right. If I saw this again on the wine list, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Because they're not going to charge you what I'm going to like for it.
Right. You'll find a good medium price for it, and you won't.
With a pork chop?
Oh, man.
Mmm. Bellissimo. You know what? One thing that I've seen less and less on menus. Or pork tenderloin.
Yeah.
And that you used to see it a lot. And that's a great, I mean, that's A, normally it's like $2-3 a pound. And it's delicious.
Correct.
All it is how do you want to prepare it tonight?
Right, most places go on chops or big fish. No, big thing out is fish.
But you could always keep the tenderloin.
I get you, yeah.
Tender. I mean, it should, like, bucket should, I mean, you could do a tenderloin for very little money. And it'd be delicious.
And truth is, there's a lot of little spins you can put on tenderloin. But
oh, yeah.
Getting back to this wine, we thought that pork would pair really well with this.
Yep.
So, see this on a menu? They got a pork dish. You got a nice little pairing.
Give it a whirl. So, folks, 88's all around.
Hard to believe.
It happens.
Good
I thought
time.
You'd give it an 81, given your track record.
It's a good wine, man. And what a great potpourri we had.
I thought you'd have syphilis. Do you give me your track record? So, anyway, folks, I'd like to thank tonight. I'd like to thank myself, Rob the Wine Guy.
Good job, Rob.
Strangely enough, the second person I'd like to thank would be the unlicensed taxi driver.
You're welcome, I'm folks.
Getting last thing.
Yes, you are getting last billing tonight. And the superstar, Steve Gibson. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome, my man.
For making me edit like a bastard. You understand how hard it is to edit?
I do, but I think the listeners want that realism, man.
They don't need that.
Oh, they do.
They don't even dial to 12. They want to dial to 9.5.
Next time I'll keep it at 5.
5?
5, 5, 6, just gonna, 2.
You'd be like Hank. By the way, yeah. Folks, and by the way, the Australian-Russian was supposed to join us tonight.
And didn't.
But, you know, the mic's still there as if he is here.
Right, he got tied down. Hold with on some a second. He got tied down with some hog tying.
What do you mean, my man? I'm here, you bastard. I am here all night. I've been here, sitting here, listening to this bullshit, and you say this shit. I've been drinking this wine. And Scott, you say Geyser Peak is not good. You're bullshit. You don't know. What are you doing, man? When I was in Australia, where I love and where I'm from, I wish I was from Australia. I say, this is wonderful. This Geyser Peak is delicious, and you don't like it.
Are you?
Thank you.
Are you Russian all of a sudden? Sound like a Russian communist.
I don't know. He sounds Russian. But anyway.
Anyways.
Folks, with that.
Bid adieu, man. We got to get out of here.
We're going to bid you adieu. And we would like to thank you for joining us on another episode of The Wine
Bowl. WV.
Good night.